Hallelujah. Ooh, y'all are alive tonight, aren't you? Thank God. I don't know if my faith's quite up to raising you up, so so I'm thankful you are alive. Oh, not like a little humor. And Ish is probably thinking that was very little. It works. Okay, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we're so thankful that we already feel your presence. It is the best. As Pastor says, the best one yet. Well, Lord, you are the best God, and it's the best feeling to know you are with us, and we're thankful. Right now, God, I just ask you to take over. Holy Spirit, use me. I submit myself to the Lord. I'm resisting the enemy so that I line up with God and allow him to speak and not my own thoughts from my mind, but by the Spirit. I just decree that angels are in this place ministering to hearts and minds and bodies, bringing in the glory from heaven and touching whoever is watching on Facebook or whatever avenue they're looking. And I thank you, Father, that your word never, never returns void. But tonight it will accomplish things in the Spirit because you have said it to be so, and I decree and agree with it in Jesus' name. Now, Satan, you shut up. You're not allowed to speak. We give you no place. Thank you, Father, for what you will do in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, first things first, we're going to go do a little review. So some of this won't be so foreign sounding if someone hasn't heard the first part. And it is different, but it is good, and it is based on the Word of God. And what I'm going to review is everything I'm going to talk to you about is, it comes from Kenneth Hagin's teachings, and it's through Nancy Dufresne. You can look it up on YouTube. If you look up her name, which is spelled a little, to me, odd, Nancy Dufresne, D-U-F-R-E-S-N-E, but then you put in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and you'll get to hear it firsthand and more detail and told better, because she is very good. And she got these instructions and these teachings from Kenneth Hagin. And so right now I'm going to review. Previously we talked about God was speaking to her about the instructions that he gave to Kenneth Hagin by the Spirit. And it was concerning psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. But it's not the songs that you open up in the middle of your Bible. It's the psalms that come up by the Spirit of God out of you. And there's good psalms in the Bible, of course. All the Word of God is good. But these are geared to your individual spirit man. Okay? I don't know how to say that any better. But in other words, I may get something that someone else may not get, but it's still from the Spirit of God, and it's still good, okay? He told her, God told her, emphasize the teaching on this topic, or the light and revelation concerning this would be lost. So psalms and hymns and spiritual songs are a flow of the Spirit, not a music flow, but they can come through music. And I am repeating myself some, so just to get a little background going here. And the Lord showed Kenneth Hagin that we, you and I, can go to a place in the Spirit that we've never been before by communing with God and learning to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And just in case you didn't know it, that's what the praise team was doing earlier somewhat. We were practicing going by the Spirit, not just whatever, you know, we had on a piece of paper in front of us. We talked about these definitions, and psalms being a spiritual poem or ode that can be sung, chanted, or spoken out. It can rhyme, but it doesn't have to. The hymn is a song of praise directed to God by the Spirit inside of you. Not something you heard on the radio or from a friend, but from your spirit man. And as Jody would say, and we all say, the real you. Spiritual song, something revealed by the Spirit and delivered by the Spirit. And let me add to that, that particular song, the spiritual song, not only delivered by the Spirit, but can deliver you, okay? We're instructed in Ephesians 5:19 to speak out to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and offering our praise up to the Lord with our voices and instruments and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. Have you ever heard someone say, let the instruments prophesy? Because they can. It's not just the person, it's the instrument too, because God uses the instruments. And I know you know this, you're an instrument of God. And they are not the Psalms of the Bible, I said that already. But they are the ongoing psalms that God will use you to write and sing. They're already written in heaven, but you're just a vessel for them to flow through here on earth. And you can only get them by the Spirit of God. Now, Kenneth Hagin, and I'm still reviewing y'all, so don't get bored with me. Kenneth Hagin said, speaking in tongues gets you part of the way in. And then my question to you is, you're probably thinking, well, where? It's in the rooms of heaven where there's revelation knowledge. The psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs get you all the way in. You start out in tongues, and then you sing to the Lord. You just start singing. It's not hard to do. I bet you do it in your shower sometimes, or you probably go around doing it in your house or in the car, and you're not worried about somebody else hearing you, because you feel confident that it doesn't matter, only God's hearing you. Well, if you're singing to the Lord, it's good if somebody else hears you too. That's just the way I feel about it. But I don't always ever want somebody to hear what I'm singing, because I may be way out there, you know. But just think about it like this, okay? And I said this before, but this is something we all need to know. If you go to your computer and you want to get in, say to your bank account, you have got to have a password and you've got to have a username. You got to have both or you're not going to get in. I hope you don't anyway, because if you do, somebody else can too. But anyway, it's like this. Your tongues are the username, and the other things, the psalms, spiritual songs, and hymns, they are your password. Okay. And let's see, I don't want to repeat too much. Oh, okay, and we all know King David is, or was, if he still is in heaven, a psalmist. But he didn't have papers in front of him where he was singing, okay? He was out in the field shepherding the sheep, and he would just sing to God. And I'm sure he wasn't picking up books of papers and songbooks, singing to the Lord and reading off those books. He was singing from his heart. And that's why he's called a psalmist. It was coming from his spirit, man. And God's always wanting to take us to a higher level. David sung from his heart, his spirit, man, the real David. And we won't move higher just by wanting to. We have to do our part and follow the protocol of God, the way He says to do it. Okay? And if you were here Sunday or you listened Sunday, it goes along with Pastor Sharon's message, making progress. Okay? This is how we make progress to get closer and closer to the Lord. And what are some of the purposes of this? Communing with God? Well, spiritual edification. It won't leave you in the same place. Making progress. After flowing with the Spirit, you'll be built up a higher place, a glory to glory. It means keeping us separated from the world, and also helps to keep our flesh under better control. Help me, Jesus. Okay? I know nobody else knows about that. And it's a means of becoming more aware of God's indwelling presence. You know, you probably walked in here tonight. I mean, I'll just be honest. I did. I didn't feel anything when I first come in. But after we started praise and worship, I started feeling the atmosphere change. And I could feel God's presence. And I like it when I feel God's presence. It makes me feel safe. And even though He's always with us, I really like to feel His presence, you know. And all these things are not for God's entertainment. He wants us to do them for our benefit. Okay, now we'll move on to the next part. Nancy Dufresne says that the Psalms hold us in the presence of God, and they keep us mindful of Him instead of whatever's coming against us. So, Chrissy, if you were having a problem and you got into the presence of God singing the Psalms, you wouldn't be focused on that problem at that time. You'd be focused on, oh, God is here with me. And that's how He is with us when we focus on Him. In Psalms 32:7, in the Amplified, the classic edition, it says, "You are my hiding place for me." Oh, you are a hiding place for me. "You, O Lord, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs and shouts of deliverance." And then it says, pause and calmly think of that. Okay? Here is my most favorite one I found in a while. And I hope Bonnie read it. I hope she saw it in the message. This is what Wanda Phillips and me and Derek and Bonnie's going to love, and some of the rest of you too. God, this is in the message. "God's my island hideaway. Keeps danger far from the shore and throws garlands of hosannas around my neck." Is that not great? I love it. I love it. I'm going to read that again. It's just too good. "God's my island hideaway. He keeps danger far from the shore. And He throws garlands of hosannas around my neck." Woo, I love that. And going on down to the 8th verse, it says, and same in the message, it says, "Let me give you some good advice. I'm looking you in the eye, and I'm giving it to you straight." He's just telling us like it is. He wants us to know it's real. His presence is with us, and He will keep us. I love that. Let me go back to my other page, okay? And it says, "You surround me with the songs that come up out of our spirit. These songs will reveal deliverance to us." Now, this is her quoting these things. I'm quoting what she said. If you are in trouble and allow the songs to come up from your spirit, they will be your answer for the trouble you are facing. Not next month. God's grace is for today. Not in the past. We're not there. But whatever you're facing right now, if you just get your heart and mind on the Lord and start focusing on Him and just let a song come up, and if you do what Jody did earlier and keep praying in the Spirit because you didn't feel like, well, I got to hurry up and stop, you just let it go and you just sing, God's going to instruct you by His Spirit through your spirit. Amen? It says that is how God hides us in the songs. They bring light to us, they bring revelation, and they reveal deliverance from our situations. God instructs us with His Word, but this is another means of instruction, okay? It isn't a song on the radio. It's from your spirit. And all of you have a spirit. You live in a body, and you have a spirit. There's something else that goes with that, and I forgot it now. I'm pulling a Deborah. We live in a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit, something like that. Okay. So it's your spirit being connected to God's spirit. There are some great songs on the radio that can lift your spirit, but the songs that come from your spirit is designed for the situation that you're facing right at the time you need it. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Thank you for that, amen. This is good. There are some great songs on the radio. They will lift up your spirit. Me and Derek listen to some good stuff. But the song that comes from my spirit or your spirit, it is designed for whatever you're facing at the time that you need it. And God will pinpoint His direction for you. So if we take time to connect our mouth, our tongue to the Spirit of God, then we won't be wasting time trying to figure out things and worrying with whatever our mind does not know. Because your mind doesn't know everything. Only the Spirit of God knows everything. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care what colleges and universities you went to and all the things you've learned growing up in your life and being connected with very wise people and anointed pastors and all. You still don't know everything. And you never will. But God does know everything. And that's why if we can connect to His Spirit, we will know whatever we need to know at the time that we need to know it. So if you needed to know something tonight before you lay down and it was pertinent, it was important, if you connect to God and really get lost in Him, and when I say that, I mean just you're not worried about nothing else but focusing on Him. If you needed to know it tonight, you'll get it tonight. Okay? All right, so the revelation that we get through this, okay, oh, I want to say this, I almost forgot. I want to elaborate on facts and truth and good and bad reports. And I have someone that's helped me in some of this, and pastors always help me in this, but I've had a few others that have brought out some thoughts to me by the Word of God that just helped me so much. If you go to the doctor and he tells you, well, your blood pressure is sky high, and it's so bad we can't do anything about it. That is a fact. The doctors have took measurements and tests and stuff. And now sometimes there are false readings, but more than likely if the doctor tells you that, you've got some really high blood pressure. And he maybe he's already given you some medications and they're just not working. Well, that's a fact. The blood pressure, high blood pressure is a fact. But the truth is that God's Word is above all facts. It supersedes anything that a doctor can tell you. So we need to focus on what God's Word said. And He said when Jesus died on the cross, He healed us. And that's sometimes, for me, hard to grasp when I'm going through something physically, because I'll think, well, He said He healed me, but boy, something's hurting. But it's still just a fact. It's not the truth. The truth was what God said. And it doesn't matter who you are or what doctor tells you, the truth is God healed you. So we better get a hold of that. I better get a hold of that. I better flood myself with Isaiah 53:5 that tells me that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. And the chastisement for my peace was upon Him. And by His stripes I was healed. Was is past tense. So I'm living in the now, and that's the past. So if I will receive it, if I will believe it, I am healed. So the reason the world is full of sick people, we're not believing what God's Word says and standing on it. Somebody told me when something like that happens and they give you a bad report, say, it's not my package. I don't receive it.
That's good.
And you know, when the UPS guy comes to the door and he's got a package there for you that you've ordered, you want it. But nobody wants sickness. So don't take the package.
That's right.
And that was That was from someone else, but it was so good I had to share it because I'm hoping that you like that too. Okay, the revelation we get from the Spirit is what will preserve us from trouble. Remember Isaiah 54 and 17? And I'm going to read that in two different versions. In the voice it says, "But no instrument forged against you will be allowed to hurt you." Let me take a side journey. Do you know what forge means? It is when people that work with metal, they take these metal pieces of metal and they hold them over heat until they get that metal so hot that they can form it the way they want to, okay? But God said no instrument forged or formed against you will be allowed to hurt you, and no voice raised to condemn you will successfully prosecute you. It's that simple. It is how it will be for the servants of the eternal. And God said, "I will vindicate them." Now listen to it in the Amplified. I love the Amplified Bible. "But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced." You know what that means? Being more like Jesus. Being reproduced to be, look like Him, sound like Him, act like Him. All right? And I don't always do that, but I'm working on it. "This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me, says the Lord. This is what I wish to impart to them as their justification." So God's saying, we've heard it, pastors told us, and we know this. Weapons will form. All the time, something's coming against us. There's a battle that's going on in the spirit realm. But God says they can't prosper.
That's right.
It may get down to the point where it just looks like he has won. The devil has won, it looks like. But it's not true. You stand on the word and you'll see that God will turn the situation around for your good. Okay, let me go back. I did my notes crazy this time, but I had to do them this way so I wouldn't have to type 100 pages. Okay, let's see. Help, Lord. Kenneth Hagin says, okay, wait. The revelation that you get preserves you from trouble. You can hide in Him by putting your attention on Him through the Psalms, not the book, through the Psalms that come out of your spirit. And I'm not saying that these won't work too. What I'm saying, these are geared and they are designed just for you specifically when you sing to the Lord. Okay? Reading the scriptures is good, but we're talking about spirit-inspired revelation at a specific time. And what is the time right? When is the time right? Just when you need it. Okay? He said, speaking or singing in psalms builds up our spirit like nothing else can. Speaking in tongues edifies us. We know this by the word, okay? But also singing in tongues and allowing the words to come up by the Spirit, it edifies in a different capacity. It will lift you above the clouds of natural circumstances. Now, this is I'm quoting right from what she said. Right, it will lift you above the clouds of the natural circumstances right into the higher realms of supernatural peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the scriptures manifesting the reality of what God's Word says in Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay? The scriptures, when you take the time to focus on the Lord and just, you know, praise Him a little bit, not necessarily singing, just praise. I praise You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. You're so good. I worship You. I praise you. I live my life for you. I'm looking for your coming. You're so good, so good, so good. And you just sing to the Lord like that. It comes up out of you. It's not, you don't have to figure it out. And then when you do that, that strength comes up through your spirit, man. And it takes over the mind.
That's right.
The mind can't have its way anymore when you're focused like that, okay? So when we wait upon the Lord, and waiting, sometimes you have to wait sometimes longer maybe than you wanted to. But when you get into His presence, it's worth it. And then He's so glad you came. Amen. Isaiah 40:31 in the Voice. But those who trust in the Eternal One will regain their strength. They will soar on wings as eagles. They will run, never winded, never weary. They will walk, never tired, never faint. Amplified Version. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect and look for and hope in Him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. I don't know if I've told you this before, and somebody else may have said it, but I had read it in a book one time, that an eagle, when it gets sick, and this is the real deal, they will get somewhere, maybe on a cliff, where the sun is hitting them. And they will sit there in that sun. And the sun rejuvenates them and brings healing to them. Now, what will happen if we sit in the sun? He'll rejuvenate us, okay? So that's what that means. He says, we'll soar with wings as eagles. And I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating again. The higher up you go, the smaller things down here seem.
That's right.
The higher up you go, the less you can see the problem. It's not that you can't change your mind and start looking at it again, but if you'll focus on God, the problem becomes smaller and smaller. So Pastor Sharon, or Pastor Rock, always says, it's not how big the problem is, it's how big your God is. King David is the author of the book of Psalms. He received them by the Spirit, and then he sang, and then he wrote them out. All of the Bible is the inspired word of God, given to us by the Spirit of God. God is the true author, but King David wrote what God gave him. So what are you going to write? What are you going to write? Because God wants to inspire you and sing through you and give you revelation. And He wants something like a scribe to put it down on paper so someone else can read it. And it makes me think of Habakkuk 2. Now, I don't remember the verse, but put it down on paper so that someone can read it and run with it. You know, run with it, take it, and soar with it. Okay? King David was spending time with the Lord while tending the sheep and singing to God. God was preparing him, teaching him to flow with heaven. The songs were authored in heaven and brought down through his spirit and came out of his mouth to manifested praise to God. He had tapped into the living waters. I believe there are heavenly songs that haven't manifested here and will not unless we decide to commune with God and allow heaven to flow through us. Nancy Dufresne said she had a dream and she saw a thick book on top of a grand piano. She knew that there were original songs, and the Lord spoke to her and said, "These songs have already been written. You don't have to write them. You just have to get in the spirit and hear what has already been authored." I want to read you just a couple of more scriptures. Psalms 32, 7 and 8 in the Voice. "You are my hiding place. You will keep me out of trouble. You will envelop me with the songs that remind me that I am free. I will teach you and tell you the way to go and how to get there. I'll give you good counsel and I'll watch over you." The Expanded Bible. "You're my hiding place. You protect me from my troubles and distress. And you fill me or surround me with songs, loud cries of salvation, rescue, and deliverance." The Geneva Bible. "Thou art my secret place. Thou preservest me from trouble. Thou compassest me about with joyful deliverance." New Life Version. "You're my hiding place. You keep me safe from trouble. All around me are your songs of being made free." New Living Translation. "For you are my hiding place. You protect me with trouble, from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory." And I want to leave you with that tonight. Can we lift up our hands for a minute and just worship God? Because you are God's chosen. He has called you and He has a greater plan for your life that we don't even know sometimes, because we're not always connected. But if you will seek God and search Him out in the Scriptures and then sing to Him, like Kenneth Hagin, he got revelation that some of us will never gain that much revelation, because this man, he prayed a lot and he sought God a lot. And I'm not saying you can't do that, but I know he was a man of God, and he was a vessel in the earth used by God. And he said that this is the way to tap into the realm of the Spirit like never before. So pray this with me, if you will. Father God, we just choose to draw nigh to you. Help us submit to you. Help us to take time and hear from you. Use us, Lord. Sing through us. Do what you desire by your Spirit through us. We choose you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Now give the Lord another shout.